Thank you for letting me talk. You'll see why that's important to me in a minute. Excuse me. So, I was studying in Germany. It was my junior year abroad, and I had an American friend named Karen, and she had real-life German relatives. So we went to spend the holiday break with them in Cologne, which is near the Rhine. And in the train on the way there, she was explaining what they were like, and she said they were kind of like Germany's answer to Archie Bunker and Edith Bunker, but from the other side of the big war, the losing side. And also that they didn't speak a word of English. So it would be like a linguistic immersion. It was an immersion. So we get to their tiny little apartment on Christmas Eve, and all the relatives are there. And, also Karen had told me on the train that her aunt, Casimira, or Cassie, had been conscripted into the girl's version of the Hitler Youth when she was a little girl. You had to go, whether you were a boy or a girl. But she had to be dragged kicking and screaming to go, because she was a nice person. And I found that out. You know, we got there, and she actually had a few little presents for me, like a little deck of cards for a card game called Scott, which is my name, except it was spelled S-K-A-T, and a couple of little... it's gambling. And a couple of little Christmas ornaments from the Christmas market, the Weihnachtsmarkt. And I tried out my German, and I was using the formal U. There's an informal and a formal U in German. So I was using Z. And that made her uncomfortable, and she had this kind of funny way of talking. Her eyes would kind of roll involuntarily, and she punctuated with a lot of, nah. So I was using Z, and that made her uncomfortable, and she said, ich finde es wäre besser, wenn machen wir alles du. Nah? Everyone can be you. Everyone can be the informal you. She was trying to make me feel comfortable. That's when her husband, Eintag, interrupted her and said, nein, Casimira, das ist nicht recht. These stupid Americans, he didn't say stupid, these Americans, you know, they need to understand the ways of our culture. And this is my house, and we're going to stick to the formal you. So, we had exchanged presents, and I came to find out pretty quickly that he was like a dictator in his house, you know. It was like a little kind of totalitarian regime of its own. And he would, I hate this, he would, you know, whenever anyone else would start to talk, like Cassie, his wife, he would interrupt them. Or if you wanted to talk about some subject, he knew it better. He was a besserwisser. He knew it better. And Karen and I would just, it's like a love-hate relationship. We loved Cassie and we hated Eintag. And he would always talk about things, not people. And it's more interesting to talk about people. So he would talk about the trains, because he had been a conductor in the railroad. He made the trains run on time. You know what I mean? Or he would want to talk about insects or places on the map. And I hate people like that. You know, I mean, I kind of am one, too. I'm kind of a person like that. We attempted to escape at least one time from their little hot little holiday hot box of an apartment, because they were in their 60s. It was overheated. We had arranged for this kind of legalized hitchhiking, like a rideshare, and we tried to go do that, and it fell through, so we had to go back. And I felt... You know, we were obviously just completely disappointed. But our disappointment registered so much that Cassie noticed it, and I noticed her face kind of fell. And she had all of this shame of being married to this guy, and also guilt for being complicit in making us and everyone that comes into the house listen to his four-hour lectures on insects or trains or whatever. So after our failed escape, we came back in and were drinking lots of coffee and eating cake and cookies and beer. And cake and cookies and beer. And every time they sit down, it's beer and cake and cookies. Anyway, I thought, you know, I am so inconsiderate. I didn't get Cassie a Christmas present, but I think I can think of something to give her now. So Eintag came in the room, and before he could start putting the boot of conversation on our neck, I proactively said, "Hey, Herr Schaffner, why don't you tell us a story?" And Cassie's face kind of lit up because it was almost like a momentary reprieve from all the guilt and shame. Like, well, maybe if someone's inviting him to talk, maybe he's not that bad. He was that bad, but I had a plan. So he starts to tell us, I said, "Tell us about your youth." And he starts telling us about, I love the German cities. They're so beautiful. When I was a child, I went to Nuremberg. It was wonderful. Yeah, I'll bet you thought it was wonderful. And I said, "But you're always talking about things. Let's talk about you. I want to talk about you." And his face kind of froze. And I said, "Let's talk about your youth, your childhood. I mean, were you in any kind of government-sponsored clubs or organizations?" And of course, you could have heard a pin drop. I had found the one thing they're not allowed to talk about, the wartime, because it's too painful. So, training programs to be what you are. And so, after that, it was like, "Silent night," in that apartment, I'll tell you. And I think I taught him. I gave a present to Cassie, which was a little reprieve, and I got a present, which was some silence. But I think that I really taught him the meaning of Christmas, which is to shut up and let somebody else talk once in a while, which is what I'm going to do now. Thank you.
SM Shrake.